Well, I'm very familiar with gravel roads. I was a child all the way through elementary school and high school, I guess. I rode a bicycle a lot on gravel roads. And there's probably one or two people out there maybe listening here to as we talk that has never ridden a bicycle on gravel roads. Now, that there is an experience. Almost, you might say, an adventure. Because if you're riding a bicycle on a gravel road, the road your tire is on is movable. It just, your tire pushes the gravel around on both sides. And so you try to stop. Well, that's not so easy. You can throw a lot of gravel up by just slamming your brakes on, but you don't really stop. And the same goes for trying to make a sharp turn, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, there was gravel roads out front of my house right on through high school. But we were in the mountains, and I was proud to have some good neighbors. There were probably about 7 or 8 houses on the road that we were, that it was, parents would not let us go too far, either up the road or down the road. Remember, I'm in the mountains now, so, or I grew up in the mountains, so everything was either up the road or down the road, no matter where you are. There wasn't any flat roads anywhere, you know. Gravel can be a lot of fun when you know how to live with it. But I was happy when they paved the roads. I forget what year that was, but they paved the roads. It, more so because if you have gravel roads, they have to put oil on it, or that's what they did back before they cared about putting oil right on the ground. You know, spent dirty oil, you know what I'm saying? And that was to keep the dust down. And, you know, they do that maybe dry weather. They did that 3 times in a year. And it was, it did knock the dust down, for sure, yeah. But it was bad. It run into the ground, you know. And but nobody was on a well where I was. It was all city water. Anyhow, we could probably sit and talk for hours, I guess. You got enough memories, and I got enough memories to keep it going. KK4JVQ.
There's a gravel road on the other side of Sassafras. You even had to ford the creek there in one place with a car. You did. You know, it wasn't a real deep creek or nothing, but you had to ford the creek over there. And from what I've told about this here where I live at back in the 50s here, part of why my grandfather built this house in this hole. He was, that was originally up a little higher in elevation. But this very road out here in front of the house in those days was dirt, muddy, and right up here above the house, this house here, is a Y-type intersection. You go up that right Y up there where the original house was, you're bad about getting stuck up there. So my grandfather decided, since he owned this 58 acres here, abandon that and come down here in 1950 and build this place, because it's further down that from that hill up there. It is, but right here, we go back far enough here, all these roads through here were either mud, gravel, and like gotten up there, too, where you forded the creek.
That it reminded me that my baby sister. I was 13 years old when she was born, so she was actually the first baby I'd had any contact with. I changed her diapers, you know, all that kind of thing, and fed her with a bottle, that kind of thing. Well, she grew up, and she liked to drive big cars. She drove an Oldsmobile, a big, heavy Oldsmobile. And imagine my surprise. Let's see, she was probably about 18 years old or something like that. She hadn't been driving that long. But not far from the, on the same road and not far from where I slammed into that embankment I told you about just a little bit ago. You go down the hill a little further from that intersection, and you forded a little creek, and it wasn't that deep. I mean, it 3 feet at the deepest, you know. Well, she had turned that car upside down. How it flipped over like that, I got no idea. I'm thinking the car got away from her, you know, somehow. She was a little thing, and it's a big old car. She just liked driving with a car that was like a tank, I guess, so she couldn't get hurt. No, that's how she felt about it, this big old heavy car. That's not true, of course. But anyway, she had flipped that car upside down, and she's in the creek of water. When you're upside down in the car, you're underwater. So she had to open the door and get out of the car. Scared me to death. It could have been a lot worse. It was a miserable day. You know, if you drive long enough, you're going to have inconvenience at the least, and a terrible accident in the worst case. We're lucky to be here, aren't we? KK4JVQ.
Well, she got very lucky. If there'd been somebody down that bottom of that hill, that intersection coming across when I come sliding through there in that yellow bend, though. Because there was no stopping for me then, period. I'm just fortunate, as you say, there wasn't nobody. That's why I get very, you know, like that other time driving from down there up here in the snow. No problem, but this ice, it really puts a red alert in my head. It really does, and right now that I don't have to go out that much, and there's even a chance of that, I go nowhere.
You anticipated my next question. You don't have to go anywhere tomorrow. You don't plan to be going anywhere tomorrow.
To my plans, I'm not in a spaceship. If all that materializes, being that I'm like I am and I'm not working anymore like I used to, no, I got nowhere I got to go that bad.
You can start today anyway, thinking that you can get through it with no problem. I hope that's going to be true. I'm going to do the same thing. I want to start today, not going to go anywhere, not going to have any problem. Let's see how that works out.
Like I said, that was back years ago, was a different time, but as I said, these roads up here, if you go way back before my time, were dirt roads, gravel roads, and like with that over there, where you forded the creek over there, because that's over on the other side of where the 79 repeater is, back over there in North Carolina. You'll see, back over there, you'll see even more primitive stuff play out than you see here, even now, but back then it really was.
I'm proud that we had this chance to talk. Reflect a little bit on winter's past and automobiles past. Nice roads, horrible roads, paved roads, gravel roads. It's nice to look back on them, but it's kind of worn me out. So I'm going to take your offer and jump out of here and get myself ready for a good night's rest. Hope you have the same good night, and we'll talk again real soon, I trust. But I'll be gone after this, and you take care, won't you, Andy? KK4JBQ, I'll be clear.
If you hadn't said something every now and then, you can tell your voice ain't right. And there's other times it sounds normal, so I don't always know when your voice is good or not till you said it there. So, KK4JBQ, KI4LZI.